This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. U.S. and Canadian officials citing intelligence they say indicates that an Iranian missile was responsible for the deadly crash of a Ukrainian jetliner Tuesday shortly after it took off from Tehran. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
The evidence indicates that the plane was shot down by an Iranian surface-to-air missile.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says that evidence comes from multiple sources. U.S. officials say they don't know whether it was intentional, but the strike could well have been a mistake, coming in the hours after Iran launched a ballistic missile attack against Iraqi military bases housing U.S. troops. President Trump spoke about the plane's downing at the White House.
It was flying in a pretty rough neighborhood, and somebody could have made a mistake.
In an initial report, Iranian investigators say the pilots made no distress call, but the plane went down in flames as it was turning back for the airport. All 176 people on board were killed. At least 63 were Canadian citizens. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The House of Representatives has passed a non-binding measure aimed at limiting President Donald Trump's ability to take military action against Iran. The vote was 224 to 194, AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The aim is to criticize the U.S. killing of Iran's top general, Qasem Soleimani. North Carolina Republican Mark Meadows says it amounts to apologizing to Iran for an action that was justified.
All this does is emboldens our enemies to suggest that the American people are divided. But I'm here to tell you that we are not divided.
Connecticut Democrat Rosa DeLauro says facts are being obscured.
The administration could not provide any specifics about what constituted an imminent threat. They couldn't tell us what the targets were.
President Trump did not consult with congressional leaders ahead of the attack. Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is VOA News.